Everyone mute, please.
Where am I?
One second. Fine, okay, let's try this. Fine, let's go. So we're on the Gemara on Daf Chof Beis on Chof Gimel on Beis. Okay, this comes with a little bit of a warning. I think we mentioned this morning, this warning last time. It's a little bit of a complicated Gemara. And as we say in Yiddish, bedarf halten kopf. You have to hold your head, you have to keep the cheshbon. It's going to be one of these Gemaras that we're going to have to stop the whole time. Exactly, everybody, although you're getting into the swing of things there. We're going to have to keep on stopping and asking ourselves, as we do sometimes, at this stage of the game, are we good, are we not good, where are we up to in the cheshbon? And if we're not 100% crystal clear in the cheshbon, then we're going to lose the whole Gemara. So it's very, very important that if any stage things are not clear, then please stop me. We learned the Braisa. We learned the Braisa. The Braisa says, this is on the fourth line of the Gemara, you'll remember, it said, when you're davening, you should not be holding anything in your hand. We learned that already. That's not so much our subject. What is our subject is that in the middle of that, it did also say, that veloy yashtin mayim, veloy yashtin bohen mayim. One should not relieve themselves. The mayim we call ketanim, that was the issa. So we're talking about somebody who is wearing tefillin. And whilst wearing tefillin, the Gemara is saying, veloy yashtin bohen mayim. That's what the Braisa said. Now, let's also remind ourselves, and this is what we have to be crystal clear in, because if we're not, then we'll not understand the word. We saw on Amud Aleph a machloikus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. There, the subject, l'choira, and this is part of the complication, l'choira, the subject there was a different subject. It was not with regard to whether one could actually be mashtin mayim whilst wearing tefillin, but rather, l'choira, the subject there was, are you allowed to enter a Beis HaKisei holding your tefillin? That l'choira was the shaila. And Rabbi Yisai, I stress, one has to be clear. L'choira, we would have said that this is two separate subjects. The subject on Amud Aleph was, can you enter a Beis HaKisei holding your tefillin? We saw there a machloikas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said, leave your tefillin outside. Beis Hillel says, bring them inside, hold them in your hand. That is subject number one. Subject number two is what we're now talking about on Amud Beis, is not with regard to can you bring your tefillin into a Beis HaKisei, but rather is it mutter to relieve oneself whilst actually wearing the tefillin? And the Beis is telling us that yes, lahashtin mayim would be mutter. Those are the pieces of the puzzle that we have to have on the table, and we're trying to work out, are those pieces compatible, contradictory, have no connection? That's what we're trying to work out. So have a look at the last narrow line of the Gemara. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Sheshes. Less Hilchasa, Kiho Masnisa. The halacha does not follow the braisa that we just said, which says that you can be mashed in mayim whilst wearing your tefillin. Less hilchasa. The halacha is not like that braisa. Why not? The Beis Shammai hi. because that braisa would only be compatible with Beis Shammai, and as we know, we do not paskin like Beis Shammai. Now, what has this got to do with Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Says the Gemara, Dei Beis Hillel. Because if you're going to try and suggest that this braisa is the opinion of Beis Hillel, Hashta, if now Beis Hakisei Kavua, underline, Shari, Beis Hakisei Arai, Miboya, question mark, exclamation mark. When Beis Hillel on Amud Aleph told us you're allowed to take your tefillin into a Beis Hakisei, which Beis Hakisei was he talking about? The Gemara did not differentiate there. So clearly he allows you to enter a Beis Hakisei even if it is Kavua. You're allowed, in the opinion of Beis Hillel, to enter a Beis Hakisei Kavua with your tefillin. So what about this braisa? Why is that incompatible with Beis Hillel? Because this braisa spoke about being mashtin mayim. Now, being mashtin mayim, is that a Beis Hakisei arai or Beis Hakisei kavua? So Rashi is about to point out for us, we're going to see this in a moment, that to be mashed in mayim, a person would not go to a Beis Hakisei kavua. It's unnecessary. So clearly, if the braisa says to us being mashed in mayim, what's it talking about? A Beis Hakisei arai. This is what the Gemara is pointing out. That were this braisa to have been authored by Beis Hillel, then why did the braisa say only that you're allowed to enter a Beis Hakisei arai that's being mashed in mayim? Why didn't it tell me a bigger chidush? Why didn't it tell me that you're even allowed to enter a Beis Hakisei kavua as Beis Hillel allows? So it must therefore be that the author of this braisa is not Beis Hillel, and therefore must be Beis Shammai. And if it's Beis Shammai, we can therefore say that we don't follow this braisa lahalach. That's the equation that the Gemara is making. Again, if on Amud Aleph, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai debate at Beis Hakisei kavua, and Beis Hillel allows you to enter a Beis Hakisei kavua with your tefillin, so why an Amud Beis that is only saying the braisa that you're allowed to enter a Beis Hakisei arai? Lahashtin mayim is arai. That cannot be following the opinion of Beis Hillel. So look at Rashi now. Look at Rashi on the third wide line in the middle there. Less hilchasa kihomas nisa. Dektani, because it is stated there, loy yashtin betfilin. It says there one should not relieve themselves whilst wearing tefillin, but it says loy yashtin. Yashtin means mayim. Do you know why that's not the halacha de Beis Shammai? This must be the opinion of Beis Shammai who say, Dom Rilel, they said above, manichon b'chaloim. Rather than bringing your tefillin into the Beis Hakisei, you actually have to place them in the window. Hasamuch l'Rishus HaRabim, remember, close to the Rishus HaRabim side of things. V'loy yachnisim b'yodoy v'yikonis. And don't put them in your hand and then enter the Beis Hakisei. The Beis Shammai was very strict about this. Dei Beis Hillel. Because were it to be Beis Hillel, Ha Omri Lael, surely they said above in the previous Omud, Oichazon B'yodoi, you may hold them in your hand, V'nichnas, and you can enter the Beis Hakisei. Okay, so where in our braisa do you see an incompatibility? Says the Gemara, says Rashi, Beis Hakisei arai, kegoin lahashtin, comma. For example, to be relieved, lahashtin she'ein odom hoylech, a person would not go bishvilom, for them. What does that mean, for them? In order to relieve oneself, for ktanim, a person would not go lebeis akise. There's no need to go to what we call a permanent beis akise, lahashtin mayim. To the contrary, the hapam hazois, it is this very time, nase hamokim hazeh beis akise tchilo, that the place is becoming a beis akise. If you remember on Amud Aleph, we defined, what's the difference between a beis akise ara and a beis akise kavua? Beis akise kavua is a beis akise which has already been used. Beis akise arai means it's an unused beis akise. You're now using it, so you're making it into a beis akise. Says Rashi, that when a person goes lahashtin mayim, he sees no necessity to go to a pre-existing beis akise kavua. Rather, he will take a private spot in the field or in the forest, and then that place would then become a beis akise. But it was not a beis akise when he entered there in the first place. Therefore what? So therefore, if the braisa says that you're allowed to be mashtin mayim, wearing your tefillin, as Rashi has just pointed out, where is a person mashtin mayim? Not in a beis akise kavua, rather in a beis akise arai. Well, here comes the big question. Surely Beis Hillel allowed you to enter even into a Beis Akise Kavua. That's what he told us on Amud Aleph. So if Beis Hillel told us on Amud Aleph that you're allowed to enter a Beis Akise Kavua, why is this Braisa only talking about Lahashtim Mayim, which is a Beis Akise Arai? Therefore, says the Gemara, conclusion must be, this is not Beis Hillel talking, it's only Beis Shammai, and therefore the halacha does not follow this braisa.
What is the halacha, what is the status of that space after Meiraglayim?
So maybe afterwards it will be considered a Beis Akise.
Beis Akise Kavua?
Even Kavua, right.
Even Bamayim?
Could be, yeah, we'll see this. This is going to be part of the discussion. But certainly, as Rashi explains, when he entered in the first place, it was nothing of the above. So these are the two pieces of the puzzle that the Gemara is pitching against each other. Part one is the Gemara Namad Aleph. The Beis Hillel allows you to enter a Beis Akise Kavua. Part two, this Braisa only allows you to enter a Beis Akise Arai. So the conclusion must be that those two pieces of the puzzle are not compatible. This is not Beis Hillel. Okay. Based on that conclusion, which so far is clear, the Gemara now launches into a whole rather complex set of questions. Says the Gemara again, let's have a look again on the first wide line. Less Hilchasa kihamas nisa. The halacha is not like this braisa, why not? The Beis Shammai. It must be Beis Shammai, and we don't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. And how indeed do you know that it must be Beis Shammai? Says the Gemara, very simple. Di Beis Hillel. Hashta Beis Akise Kavua Shori. If a Beis Akise Kavua is permitted, Beis Akise Arai Miboya. Am I required to be taught about a Beis Akise Arai? Obviously not. So why is the Braisa busy telling me the halachas of Beis Akise Arai when, according to Beis Hillel, you're even allowed to come into a Beis Akise Kavua? So this cannot be Beis Hillel. Fine. Says the Gemara the following. Meisve. Now, Meisve always means that we're asking a question on something we've said previously based on a new braisa. Now look at this braisa. This braisa is literally a riddle. And that's why it's complicated. It's a riddle. It's a completely cryptic, vague statement. A cryptic, vague statement. What does it say? Dvarim shehitarti lecha kan, comma, osarti lecha kan, end of the braisa. Totally vague, literally translated. The matters which I permitted for you here, I prohibited you there. What on earth is that talking about? What on earth is that talking about? And why is that a question on anything we've said until now? All this new braisa said was, in a very cryptic fashion, what's mutter over here is osa over there. What's that talking about? So look at Rashi on the third narrow line. Shehitarati lecha kan, that which I permitted for you over here. Where's here? Babesakise kavua. Osarati lecha kan, babesakise arai. Who was it? Was it Alice in Wonderland who said, curiouser and curiouser? It's got even more strange now. Rashi has filled us in, and that this cryptic riddle, when it says what's permitted here is osa there, the here is the beis hakisei kavua, the there is the beis hakisei arai. So one second, let's now read that statement again. What's permitted in the beis hakisei arai? Excuse me, that which is permitted in the Beis HaKisei Kavua is prohibited in the Beis HaKisei Arai. Now, we still have no idea what it's referring to, but whatever it's referring to, does that make sense? Something which is permitted in the Beis HaKisei Kavua and is prohibited in the Arai? How can the Arai possibly be worse, more stringent, more humble than the Beis HaKisei Kavua? So the plot thickens.
Is he not going back to the world of Beis Hillel now and trying to resurrect, trying to fit it in with Beis Hillel, because it certainly doesn't fit Bavei Shammai?
So let it be Beis Hillel. What can this statement possibly mean? That which Beis Hillel permits in the Beis HaKisei Kavua, let's say that means bringing your tefillin, is osir in the Beis HaKisei Arai? What, suddenly the Beis HaKisei Arai is more chomor? What's going on? Says the Gemara, on the third wide line. My love, tefillin. Wouldn't it be correct to say that the subject over here in the braisa, although it's completely vague, is tefillin? Again, it doesn't say what's permitted, it doesn't say what's osa, it doesn't say what the here is and what the there is, it doesn't say anything. So it's all open season, we're trying to work out what this riddle means. So the Gemara is trying to put the pieces together. Isn't the subject in hand tefillin? Now, what does that mean? How would tefillin have cracked the riddle? So look at Rashi. Says Rashi, my love, tefillin. Sha'amru Beis Hillel. Yes, Beis Hillel said with regard to tefillin, oichzam biyadai, you're allowed to hold them in your hand. V'nichnas Le Beis HaKisei Kavua, and to enter the Beis HaKisei Kavua would be muta whilst holding the tefillin in your hand. bat ula hashdin bohem, but actually to be mashdin miraglayim, osru, that would be osru, because mafarish tamala come on, as the Gemara is going to explain why. Rabboisai, this is our introduction that we mentioned before. Let's not forget, in all honesty, we're actually discussing two different subjects. One subject was entering the Beis HaKisei holding tefillin, and another subject was actually relieving oneself whilst wearing tefillin. And those needn't clash at all. But either way, the Gemara is suggesting this is how we would decode this rather cryptic riddle. What's mutter over here is osa there. What does that mean? What's mutter here? What's here? What's there? What's mutter? What's osa? So we're suggesting it's referring to tefillin. What it means is as follows. What's mutter in the Beis HaKisei kavua? And what is that? Holding of the tefillin, that would be fine. In the Beis HaKisei Arai, it would be osa. What would be osa? Not the holding of the tefillin, obviously. There's no way in a million years that a Beis HaKisei Arai can be more chamor than a Beis HaKisei Kavua. Rather, to actually relieve oneself would be osa in the Beis HaKisei, albeit Arai. Now, the Gemara is going to explain the question a little bit more in a minute. But why does this present a difficulty to us? Because if this indeed is the way that you're supposed to decode the riddle, then how have we decoded it? We've decoded it by saying, even though you're allowed to hold the tefillin in your hand, but you're not allowed to relieve yourself whilst wearing them. If that's what the Braisa means, so then it turns out that Beis Hillel, who, yes, permit you to bring the tefillin into the Beis HaKisei, even an Ara, even a Kavua, but would not allow you to be mashed in whilst wearing the tefillin, if that's pshat in the riddle. And if that's pshat in the riddle, so now we go back. Why did the Gemara say that the halacha does not follow the above braisa? What did it say in the braisa? The braisa says you're not allowed to be mashed in whilst wearing tefillin. And what did the Gemara say? Oh, that doesn't fit in with Beis Hillel. Why not? If we've decoded the riddle as to be saying that yes, you're allowed to hold the tefillin, but you're not allowed to be mashed in whilst wearing the tefillin, well, then there's nothing wrong with the original braisa. All the braisa said was, you're not allowed to be mashed in mayim whilst wearing the tefillin. What did the Gemara say? Oh, that doesn't fit in with the Beis Hillel. Less hilchasa. Why can't that be the halacha? Yes, Beis Hillel allows you to hold the tefillin, but not to relieve yourself whilst wearing the tefillin. So why did the Gemara see this as a contradictory statement to Beis Hillel? It could be very, very compatible. And there's no need, therefore, to reach the conclusion and say, the halacha does not follow this braisa. Why not? Let it follow the braisa. And the fact that Beis Hillel taught you about a Beis HaKisei Arai, you're not allowed to be mashed in because, yes, there is an actual issa to relieve oneself. Oh, but didn't Beis Hillel say you're allowed to bring your tefillin in? Yes, you're allowed to bring the tefillin in. But he never said you're allowed to relieve yourself whilst wearing the tefillin. This is what's being taught in the braisa, and Rabban Alef, it doesn't have to be a stira in Beis Hillel at all. That's the Gemara's kashya. But the Gemara now explains the question. So just give me 2 seconds. Again, Meisvei, second wide line. Dvorim shehitarati l'chokan, osarati l'chokan. What's permitted here is osa there. Now, what does that mean? My love tefillin. Isn't it referring to tefillin? So how would you decode it? E omrit bishloima beis Hillel. If you would say that, yes, this is talking about beis Hillel's opinion, and what it means is as follows. Hitarati lecha kan, meaning kavua. It would be permitted in the beis hakisei kavua. What would be permitted? To bring in the tefillin. Osarati lecha kan beis hakisei arai. It would be osa over here in the arai. What would be osa? Not to bring them in, obviously, but to be mashed in. That would be a very satisfactory way of decoding the riddle. However, elai omrat beis shamai. If you're going to dare suggest that the riddle is authored by Beis Shammai, it doesn't make any sense. Why not? Because they did not permit anything at all. Remember, Beis Shammai were very strict on this subject. What did Beis Shammai say about bringing tefillin into the Beis HaKisei? No way. So if I have a cryptic statement saying, what's permitted over here is forbidden there, can that possibly be Beis Shammai? What do you mean what's permitted there? Nothing's permitted. Absolutely nothing is permitted. So by process of elimination, who must be talking over there in this cryptic riddle? Can't be Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai cannot possibly author a statement that begins with the words, that which is permitted over here, nothing is permitted. So who must it be? It must be Beis Hillel. And if it's Beis Hillel, then what's Beis Hillel telling you, if this is the way you've got to decode the riddle? That even though it's permitted to bring your tefillin in, but it's prohibited to relieve yourself whilst wearing the tefillin. That would be the way I decode the riddle. Well, if that's true, why did you have to go and say that the Braisa is not lahalocha? It could be perfectly well lahalocha. What did the Braisa say? Do not be mashed in whilst wearing the tefillin. Does that fit in with Beis Hillel? Sure, no problem. Why not? Oh, but didn't Beis Hillel say you're allowed to bring your tefillin into the Beis HaKisei? Even kavua? Yes. But he didn't say you're allowed to be mashed in. So l'chayra, that braisa makes perfect sense. And it would be the halacha. So why on earth did the Gemara say that the halacha does not follow that braisa? Why on earth was the Gemara assuming that according to Beis Hillel, it would be permitted to be mashed in? Here we have a riddle, which at the moment, the only satisfactory way of decoding it is by concluding that according to Beis Hillel, you would not be allowed to be mashed in. And that is perfectly in fitting with the Braisa. So why are you telling me the Braisa is not lahalacha? That is the question. It's a bit complicated, but it's straightforward in Svara. Now, the entire question of the Gemara is what? Is all predicated on one huge assumption. What was the assumption? That this is the way that we have to decode the cryptic riddle. Now, it's open season. The riddle was so vague that maybe there could be other interpretations of the riddle. For the moment, the only interpretation that we could possibly muster up, what's mutter here is asa there. We said it means what's mutter over here to bring in the tefillin, but is also to be relieved whilst wearing the tefillin. If that is the only interpretation of the riddle, then yes, you'd be right. We're in big trouble, because then Beis Hillel has clearly told us that you cannot be mashed in. So why are you telling me that the braisa is not lahalocha? But one moment, maybe there are alternative interpretations to this braisa. Says the Gemara, second last word on the line, Ki Tanya Hahi. When we learn this braisa about what's mutter here is also there, it's actually talking about something else completely. I'm sorry, you made an assumption, you jumped to a conclusion, and then you got all upset about it. Don't make the assumption and don't make the conclusion. The Braisa is not talking about what you thought it was talking about. Let's suggest that the way that you could decode the riddle is as follows. Ki tanya hahi le'inyan tefach v'tfochayim. It's a different subject. It's the subject of the single or double tefach. We know a tefach is a length of the fist. One tefach and one on top of the other would be two tefachim. This is a different subject. It's not a million miles away, but it's a different subject. What is the subject of tefach and tefachim? Says the Gemara, I'll explain. The Tani Choda. We have one braisa, and it says as follows. This is halachas in Derech Eretz. It says, we have a braisa, and it says, Kishu nifne. When a person is being nifne, what does it mean, nifne? Person is relieving himself. It's an unbelievable thing. I think we've seen this basically since the beginning of Zman. Look how many halachas there are in the bathroom. Halacha, as the name suggests, is halicha. It's a way of life. There is nothing which is beyond the realms of halacha. If we were to be asked, what is the appropriate way to be excused in the bathroom? We might think that's a strange question. Surely there cannot be any halachic dictates about that, but we'll be wrong. Look what the Braisa says. Kishu nifne, when a person is nifne, when a person is relieving himself, megale, he may reveal. Remember, he's wearing his clothes, and he's going to have to remove some of them in order to be relieved. Megale la'acharov tefach. He can remove the beged from behind him by a shear of a tefach. Ulafonov tfochaim. And he can remove the beged from in front of him, double that length, not a single tefach, but a double tefach. Okay. V'tanya idach. And yet I have another braisa, which sounds like a contradiction, because it says, la'acharov tefach. Yes, just like the first braisa, that you can be megale, the beged, from behind him a single tefach, but v'lefonov, v'loi klom. If he wants to relieve himself, lefonov, you should not be megale anything at all. Now what's going on? How do you reconcile those two braisas? My love, says the Gemara, isn't it correct to say, idi ve'idi be'ish? Both of them are talking about a male, not a female. If it would be an isha, then obviously the way that she's relieved would require different requirements. If we are to suggest that, no, we're talking about both braisas are talking about an ish. So why the contradiction? Why does one braisa allow you to be megale lefonov tfochaim and another braisa says do not be megale anything? Wouldn't it be correct to say that this is what it means? Loi kasha, no difficulty, no contradiction. Kan ligdoilim and kan liktanim. If we're talking about Ligdoilim, so we understand, therefore, that Lefonov is not necessary to Megal anything at all. So if you want to know, how do we reconcile the Braises? One Braiser says there is no need to be Megal anything Lefonov, would say that's talking about Gedoilim. The other Braiser that says there should be Megal Tfochayim, that's talking about Ketanim. Would that be a satisfactory way of reconciling the braisas? So the answer is, the chayra, it's not satisfactory. Why is it not satisfactory? Because remember, the Braisa says that you can be megale in front of you two tfochayim, and behind you one tefach. But if we're talking about ketanim, so why do you need to megale anything from behind him? Says the Gemara, the Tispera, question mark. Is this logical? Ibe ketanim, if we really talking about ketanim, la'acharov tefach lomoli. So why on earth would you need to be megale tefach from behind him if he's only involved in ketanim? So that cannot be the way that we reconcile the braisas. What is the way we're going to reconcile the braisas? So I'm afraid we're going to have to press pause. Hang on in there. And Mr. Hashem will reconvene tomorrow. Like I said, it's not difficult in Svara. It's just very, very calculating, a lot of cheshbonos to be made. But Mr. Hashem will try and get it clear stage by stage. And we'll reconvene tomorrow. And in the meanwhile, we should just hear the Surah's Tavis, Mr. Hashem.
Amen.